regarding דברי הלכה לעילוי נשמת פרידה בת שרה. Regarding the mitzvah of בדיקת חמץ, there is a question if we should make the ברכה שחיינו at the time of the בדיקה, since it's a mitzvah that comes from time to time. And any mitzvah that comes from time to time, there is a shehiyanu. The Rishonim discuss it, the Rosh, and the She'elot u'Tshuvot, Klal Chafes says, En mevarchim ala bedika zman, lefi shehi tzorech laregel, v'samchinan azman deregel. So he holds that we rely on the shehiyanu that we make on the first night of Pesach to cover that mitzvah bedika as well, because the bedika is sorech regel. The Rabbeinu Peretz says, the reason why we don't make shechayana with the time of the bedika is lefi shu mechalehu min ha'olam. And the explanation is, de'enu hana'a, hu mitzta'er be'ibud chemso. Shechayana you only make on something that you're happy for. But here you're getting rid of all of your hametz, so you're mitzta'er. So therefore there's no shechayana according to that opinion. Nonetheless, there is the opinion of the Pri Hadash. Pri Hadash said that it's ra'oi to make shechayanu on this beracha. However, the poskim all arguing on him, including the Chida that said the menag is not to make the beracha. However, the Ben Ish Chai said that if a person came upon a Pri Hadash or a Beged Hadash, a new garment, he can make the shechayanu on the new garment, and with that, he can exempt himself from this machloket. So the custom would be that before he starts the bidika, he would take the new garment, he could say shehiyanu, have kavanah for the mitzvah that he's about to do, or he could take the fruit before and say etz or adama, whatever it is, and say the shehiyanu and have kavanah for the mitzvah that he's about to do, and then he can go on to make the beracha of al bi'ud hametz. One should be careful that he should not talk really from the time that he starts the beracha till he finishes, so his mind is not taken off of the kavanah to check the house properly. Again, but from the law, once he made the beracha and he started to check a little, even if he talked, it's not critical because he started the mitzvah. But if he talked in between the beracha and from when he started, and he talked things that are not germane to the bidika, so he has to make another beracha over again because he made a hefsek. The poskim also write that you can check several houses on one beracha. So when he makes the beracha, if he's going to go, let's say, to his house or to his store or different locations, he can have kavanah when he makes the first beracha, and then he's able to go to the different locations in order to finish the bidikah.